today out in Phoenix, Arizona. Another one of my Arizona buddies. Happy birthday to you. Brother Mitchell Love grew up with this boy. He's celebrating his birthday today. Good morning and happy birthday to Mitchell Love. Miss Cherise LaCour celebrates her 46th birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Miss Janice Woods DeSale. Good morning on this Monday. Let's say happy birthday to you, Janice Woods DeSale. Mary Barnes. It's a blessing to be turning 58. Good morning. Happy birthday to Mary Barnes. Miss Rosemary Harris is on the birthday list today. Good morning and happy birthday to you. My friend from Atlanta, Georgia, her name is Diva Kelly. Diva celebrates her birthday this morning. Happy birthday to you, Diva. Miss Cynthia Wallace. Hey, good morning, Cynthia. How are you? Happy birthday to you. She's raising money for the Alzheimer's Association today. Miss Carolyn Turner. Hey there. Good morning, Carolyn. Happy 53rd birthday to you. Carla Owens is celebrating a birthday this morning, 52 and counting. Happy birthday to you, Carla Owens. We've got Kim Grayson on the birthday list this morning. Good morning to you, Kim. How you doing? And happy birthday to you. Been knowing Kim for many years. Miss Delphine Baxter, celebrating 41 candles on the cake this morning. Happy birthday to Delphine Baxter. Cassandra J. Calhoun. She's 29 years young today. Let's celebrate with her by saying happy birthday. Miss Mona Garnett Watts. It's a blessing to be 55, isn't it? Happy birthday to you. Talitha Sewell is celebrating her 47th birthday this morning. Happy birthday, Talitha. Valerie Wright is on the birthday list. 43 and counting and raising money for the American Cancer Society today. Happy birthday to you. Elements Sinlaw, 45 years young. Happy birthday to you. And Two Notch Pro, happy birthday, 45 and counting. We're celebrating birthdays today for all of the birthday people, everywhere they happen to be. We want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We are talking about today how to incorporate Psalm 34, taste and see that the Lord is good, into your everyday life. One of the things that you have to do is to get real with God. The Word of God in Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and who've been called according to His purpose." In His goodness, God created a way for us to bear good fruit in His name and for His glory. And when tragedy rips through our world, what do? You know, let's take the Kobe Bryant death. Kobe and the 8 other people, including his daughter, that were killed a little over a week ago. The Christian faith is not one of blindness. We're told to test the Lord, according to Dr. David Hawkins, to reach out to Him and see if He won't satisfy our deep longings. We can test our faith. We can touch it. We can feel it. We can know it in our inner being that this faith offers us something incredible. God is not afraid of our questions. He's not asking us to pretend that everything is okay. So ask, test, and get real with God. That's how you taste and see that the Lord is good. Another way you can bring it into your life is to live blessed. Living blessed is a consistent permeation of joy in every circumstance. The tested and messy parts of our heart reflect the brightest of God's light. To live blessed when the boat is going through the water, barely skimming the surface, is one thing, but to praise God when the waves are coming in, the boat's sinking, that's a whole different thing. Being blessed is having the joy that it takes to get through every situation. It's taking the whole scope of what's happening in your life through the lens of God's perspective. Taking and holding that joy and peace lies through Christ. It lies in us, in Him. And we have to go and tell it. We have to tell somebody. When we taste and see that the Lord is good, we're called to go and tell it on the mountain. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 says, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you." We have to go and tell other people and proclaim God's goodness to others. That's how we incorporate, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good in your life. And I'll tell you, for me personally, when people ask me, "Hey, Wade, how you doing?" I always say I'm blessed and highly flavored. And I'll follow that with, the scripture says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." That's what I'm talking about right there. All right? All right. Hey, listen, it's been so much fun, and I thank you, and I love you so much, and I appreciate you tuning in to the Wade Hampton Show on this Monday morning. I'm looking forward to doing it again on Tuesday, so I hope that you're here, too. We're coming on right after On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas right here on KAYT-KQJO-FM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Until tomorrow, remember, love yourself. Love each other and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Trusting his power.
Give you a class. Hey, hey, isn't he bad? Bridges, wait till you witness a jam. I sent us was finished fast, cause he got up in the flash. The reapers ripping, slipping dead. I can't do nothing but laugh.
Strong on, yes, sir. Like prolonged, yes, sir. He don't hold like she stole. He so swell, we rest on.
He so, she cold. I'm way too weak for my ego. But he gone, swing low. In a chariot and carry me home.
30, 20, got a.
Coming up on the next Wade Hampton Show, how should a Christian respond when a person is hurting and they say, a good God wouldn't have let this happen to me? We'll be playing the Word Game, and the best music in the world will be happening on Tuesday's The Wade Hampton Show right here on KAYT KQJO-FM.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Second Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
I have everything.
Your strength is made perfect in my weakness.